In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Gia Gallagher. Gia, where are you living?
I'm in Milton.
Okay. Are you from the area?
I'm from Wappingers. I grew up in Wappingers.
Have you spent time in other parts of the U.S. or other parts of the world? Does music take you a lot of places?
Well, I have a place in Florida, so I do music here and I do music in Daytona Beach.
What's the plan with Florida?
I like to be there during the winter.
Was that the plan all along?
Yeah, that's
okay.
The plan.
Brilliant, brilliant idea. So you do gigs as well in Florida, I would imagine.
Yeah, and lots of open mics and connecting with other musicians down there. Same thing I'm doing here.
Because you're not afraid to do the work.
No.
You've been doing it a while? How long have you been at the music thing?
I've been singing professionally in bands and such for about 7 or 8 years now. And I've been doing the solo thing since 2018.
Why the solo thing? What happened that you decided just me?
Well, I moved to Florida, so my band kind of replaced me, and that was up here. Because of COVID, I haven't really gotten into anything down there. I'm trying to form a group of women for myself. We started playing together, but we haven't gigged out yet.
Did you start writing songs?
I've been writing songs. I've always written songs. That's exactly why I started playing guitar, was to write the lyrics into music, because I have notebooks full of lyrics since I was a girl. And so I started playing guitar so that I could turn that into song. And I finally got up the courage and the determination to start playing my own music in 2018.
Probably not just the courage and that kind of thing. I mean, you have to have a certain amount of maturity to realize this kind of thing, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It all kind of came together at that point.
You talk about your notebook without getting too personal. What kind of topics inhabited that notebook from way back when?
Oh, lots of heartbreak and growing up pains and family issues and drama. The first stuff that I really wrote about was all emotional stuff.
Is it literally a profession? Do you make a living for the last many years making music?
No, just getting paid for it, I consider playing out professionally.
Yeah. Sure. You're getting paid.
But no, I do other things.
What is your day job? Do you have one?
I work in home health care.
Okay.
And I'm also a yoga teacher.
You talked about 2020 being slow. That's a common theme we get here a lot.
Yes.
What were you doing? Because yoga probably was not a very lucrative thing to do.
It was not. It was not. I was in Florida for most of COVID, and it was a lot shorter than it was here. We were cooped up for about 5 months. And in that time, I wrote 8 new songs and was making a lot of videos and posting on YouTube and Facebook and things like that.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Gia Gallagher. Gia, what other artists inspire you?
Other female rockers. I like Hailstorm. I've been inspired by people from The Carpenters to Tori Amos to Indigo Girls, Amy Mann.
Quite a variety going from The Carpenters to Hailstorm, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
You've been in bands. What kind of bands were you in?
I've been in rock cover bands, mainly.
And you were the guitar player or the lead singer?
Nope, just the singer. I played a little bit on a few tunes, but I wasn't the regular guitarist. I would play my acoustic on a few songs here and there.
Did you write a song today?
No, I did not write a song today.
You feel bad about that?
No.
It's turning into a therapy session, Gio.
No, I was at the pool earlier, so no, I don't feel
bad
about not
writing today.
Oh,
at the pool. You know, a lot of up-and-coming rock musicians and singer-songwriters don't get to hang out at the pool. Tell me about the song Rain we're going to play. How did it happen?
It was another rainy January day in Florida, and I'd had just about enough. So I said, I'm going to sit down and write about this because I was feeling pretty strongly about it at the time. And it kind of just came out all at once. And then I write lyrics first, and then I sit down with my guitar and put it to music. But usually I have a pretty good idea what it's going to sound like while I'm writing the lyrics. And I sat down with my guitar and put it together, and it took about 2 hours.
Sometimes it takes the notebook of a 8-year-old girl to do it, and sometimes you put it together pretty quickly, right?
Exactly.
You got some live shows lined up in the Hudson Valley or in Florida?
I do. Coming up in the Hudson Valley, I'm going to be at 110 Grill in Middletown. I'm going to be at 110 Grill in Poughkeepsie. And those are all Thursday shows in August. And I'm also going to be at the 18 North Grill in Fishkill the last 2 Fridays in August.
Oh, cool.
And the 17th of September.
You are a professional musician, aren't you?
I am.
To hire a band, you got to pay them too, you know.
Yes.
Except yeah. except the drummer, because, you know, it's a drummer.
He's a drummer.
What's I'm kidding about that, of course. Tell me about the website where people can find out more about Gia, G-I-A, Gallagher, the way it sounds.
I'm on Facebook under Gia Gallagher Music, and I'm on YouTube, also Gia Gallagher Music, and Instagram, Gia Gallagher Music.
Awesome. Here's the song called Rain from Gia Gallagher in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. She's in the Hudson Valley until, when do you go back to Florida? November?
October.
October, man. It's like half the year.
Yeah, I don't like the cold at all.
At 100.7 WHUD. Gia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.